We thank Brother Jeff for that great history lesson this morning. And I'm going to continue a little bit differently. First of all, how many remember or have were under the ministry of Brother Gordon Gardner here at camp or were acquainted with him? Let me see your hands. Okay, yes. A lot of the youngins didn't have the pleasure. So I don't know if this is going to be a report on trivia or a testimony or a tell-all. But I have a few things that I gleaned from Brother Gardner's diaries and from personal conversations with them. I had the pleasure of being very meticulous after I had these conversations with both Brother Edwin and Brother Gardner. So I have a storehouse of really neat stories and things. But Brother Gardner especially is very dear to me for many, many reasons. But anyway, so what I'm about to tell you is all accurate, okay? No guesswork, no embellishments. This is the real deal. Brother Gordon Gardner was raised in Dedham, Massachusetts first as a six-year-old boy. He was the first director of Pilgrim Camp. I should say that. The reason I'm telling you this is because he, for many, many years, was the director of Pilgrim Camp. His father died when he was very young, 6 years old. He lived in Dedham for a while with his mom. And then he moved to the faith homes in Zion. We've heard a lot about that. And he grew up, as I mentioned yesterday, under women, a lot of women, ministers and very close friends of his mom. And so he was influenced a lot by women, and that's a good thing in his case, because he, anyway, that's good. But he grew up, of course, in the faith homes under Mrs. Robinson's teaching. And the Vessels, the so-called Vessels, Mrs. Judd, the Mitchells, Elder Brooks. And he had private conversations with Mrs. Robinson, and she answered a lot of his youthful questions that he had. Two of the songs that we sing in Love at Camp, Live Out Thy Life Within Me, and A Life of Overcoming, were a result of youthful questions he had, and he was told to pray over those two songs, and that's how we got to know them and love them here at Pilgrim Camp. But he went to college at Wheaton, Illinois. He stayed in Illinois for a while, and then he came to Brooklyn, New York, and was in the Ridgewood Fellowship, and he returned twice to Zion. The first time he returned to Zion was because Elder Brooks had invited him to help with the ministry there. The Vessels, the older saints, the ministers were getting old. And Brother Gordon had it in his heart to continue the light of the Zion work. And so when Elder Brooks invited him to return, he gladly did that. That was in his heart. For various reasons, Elder Brooks had not conferred with other of the ministers, and so his return was not a positive one from that angle, from a ministry angle. But it was during that time when he was in Zion that he collected from Elder Brooks' treasure trove all the information that he used in Radiant Glory. So it was not a waste of time, but he left Brother Hans twice. The second time was to get married to Sister Caroline Gardner, and then he came back to New York. I think he would say that he sort of jumped the gun without getting the approval of Brother Hans Walfogel when he made those two trips. Because when they went looking for this property, as we heard from Brother Jeff this morning, They brought Brother Uncle Hans after the scouts went. Did you mention who the scouts were? They were the sailors, the Edwin and Edith Waldfogel, and the gardeners, and Brother Sailor. And they scattered out this land. It was left to Montefiore Hospital, and they couldn't unload it, as Jeff said, and we got this property for $18,000, as we heard. It is now worth approximately $10 or $11 million. So that was a pretty good investment, return on investment. But this is my point. And I have to say, I'm not just telling these stories for entertainment. There's a reason for it. Because as they were showing Uncle Hans around these grounds, and he was quiet, he walked around, and he got Brother Gardner, and he said, how do I know you're not going to desert me again? And Brother Gordon said it was like a knife in his heart. And that explains why we know Brother Gordon, those of us who do, and how fastidious he was to keep this work pure in every aspect. And this is my personal opinion. I think it's right. I think it was then that he first realized what his ministry was. He had in his heart to continue the light of Zion. And obviously that was not in the Lord's plan. But he found his ministry here at Pilgrim Camp. Of course, he was busy in Ridgewood as well. He was a minister there all those years. Sister Caroline led the choir. But he found his ministry in that way. And I'm thankful for that, of course, because, as I say, he ran this ministry very, very spiritually, but also very tight. He ran a tight ship, and he took it very seriously, partly based on what Uncle Hans had said. I have to get back to Sister Caroline now. When we were here, Sister Caroline, of course, they looked like the perfect couple. I think you'll all agree that was a pretty good marriage, right? After all those years. And I remember when I'd come up here and in the winter program, Brother Tom probably remembers, around Valentine's Day. They got married on Valentine's Day. And we loved to hear him tell the story of how he wooed Sister Caroline, the romance behind it, and his diaries refer to her as HRH, Her Royal Highness. And it was a big joke to us. It was a happy time when we asked them to tell us about the, you know, this and that. But she couldn't stand him.
Before they were married.
Yes. She had a hard time. Now, he felt all along that she was the one for him. And he had no doubts about it. The Lord had indicated that she was the one for him, but she did not have that light. She was very sports-minded. She rode horses. She played tennis. She swam. And she did not get the light for a long, long time. She was also in the faith homes in Zion. And so they sort of met each other over. They had meals together, etc. But it was a tough time for her. But yet she knew that he was the one. The Lord had showed her, but she was not. She wasn't about to give in. And she tells in her diaries also what a struggle she had. And when I was in Illinois, she showed me the exact spot in Lake Michigan where she dove in the water, and when she came out, she had made that commitment and that consecration. And then she, of course, they married, and they had a wonderful, wonderful marriage together and a wonderful ministry together. And that shows the commitment that Sister Caroline had. And that's my point, that she followed the will of the Lord. And that's why one of the main themes at camp over these years has been the will of God, finding the will of God for our lives. And what a wonderful theme that is, that we can do that. As Brother Jeff mentioned, I had a laugh because Brother Gordon didn't have a penny in his pocket, and yet he gave $1,000 for the down payment. Actually, he borrowed that from his Uncle Percy. Now, his Uncle Percy Gardner was in Toronto, a very, very, not only a rich man, very, very rich. Filthy rich, as they used to say. He owned the King George, the family still owns the King George Hotel in Toronto. There is a museum in Toronto called the Gardner Museum. That is his cousin who started that. Brother Gordon was slated to be a part of that empire, the Gardner Empire, and he gave that up. I often think that he gave up a lot. I can see him walking around the boardroom of some conglomerate and being a big part of that, but he chose instead to serve the Lord in this ministry. And his Uncle Percy, I have to say, I thought it was $5,000 that Uncle Percy lent. Now, I have to emphasize the word lent, because at that time, people thought that Uncle Percy had purchased this property or given the money, and all he did was provide a brief loan. As Brother Jeff said, the property was purchased through the money that Uncle Hans had. He had paid for a house for his parents, I believe, and felt that when they passed away and he sold that those proceeds should go to the work of the Lord. So it was Uncle Hans who really paid for this property. But getting back to Percy Gardner, he did lend whether it was $1,000 or $5,000, I'm not sure. But he was very opposed to divine healing. There are hospital wings named after the Gardners. And so the rumors that were going around that Uncle Percy bought this property were just definitely wrong. And people also thought that Uncle Percy supported Brother Gardner and Sister Gardner, and that is also definitely wrong. He never got a penny from them. But anyway, that's just to tell you how much the Gardners gave up, and I'm thankful that they did. One of the great miracles here at camp was something that happened after the palace had been built, actually, or approximately at the same time. And that was the main road. When they purchased this property, the main road came right over here, which is our private road now, but that was a public road. And trucks and cars would drive there. Kids who would be playing down there had to watch, a car's coming, a truck's coming. And so it was not a perfect setup. And the county was very concerned about that. This bend right here, this hairpin curve, there was a fatal accident. Okay. And so the county decided that they had to redirect the route. So guess where they planned to direct it? Right through our camp. And of course that wouldn't have been too cool. And it affected not only us, but our neighbors at the time, Mr. Heller, who still has property. Well, he doesn't have it, but the property is there where Natick is, where the archery setup is. And it would also have affected his property. And so he just greased the palms of of the county officials. Of course, we did not condone that. But it certainly benefited us, and so they redirected the road to where it is now. And that's one of the miracles of Pilgrim Camp. And we had nothing to do with it. I don't think they prayed about it. It just was something that the Lord did. And that was one of the wonderful miracles of Kit. And there were many, many more. Brother Jeff mentioned a few of them, too. And I personally am thankful for Pilgrim Camp, for what the Lord did for me over the years. I began here as a kid of 11 years old. And there was a short time when I needed real help. And I later found out that Brother Gordon I knew he was praying for me all along. I definitely knew that, but I later found out that every time he would go into town, he would take that time to pray for me. And so I owe him a debt of gratitude, and I'm thankful for that. He was sort of a character as far as mail goes. If the mail had already come and he had something to go out, he, no matter what it was, he couldn't wait until the next day. So he drove to town every day to the post office, and that's when he took that time to pray for me. And as I say, I'm eternally grateful for that. I needed the prayers, definitely. Okay, I'm thankful also for our, before I just close, I just wanted to say that I'm thankful not only for what camp has meant to me, but I'm thankful for the current days. I'm thankful for our camp ministers. We have Brother John here and Brother Phil. And you know who the rest are, Brother Keith, Brother Kenny, Brother Ernie. And I'm so thankful for those men of God that in my old age, I have them here. I have them, hopefully, for the rest of my life. And I'm so thankful for that. And it was also mentioned, that prophecy, that camp should be a vestibule of heaven. And may we all continue to pray to that end and to experience heaven here at Pilgrim Care.
Before you go, Brother Paul, I think it would be right for us to pray for our dear brother. He giveth more grace.
Thank you, Lord.
He sendeth more help, strength when the labors increase.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Let's all pray. Let's just all raise our voices. Oh, God, dear God. Dear God, dear God. Oh, Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that your grace is sufficient. Your strength is made perfect in our weakness. So, Lord, we glory in our weakness so that your power may rest upon us.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
So, Lord, we thank you for our brother Paul. We thank you for how you've kept him all these years and the strength that you give day by day. The fact that you renew us within. The inner man is renewed day by day. And so, Lord, continue your good hand upon him.
Thank you, Lord.
Body, soul, and spirit, Lord, we're claiming for a covering.
Thank you,
Lord. Lord, under the blood.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Precious
Thank
blood.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And so, Lord, we commit him to you, Lord Jesus. And we, again, commit Pilgrim Camp to you. The days ahead, Lord, you know what you want to do.
Amen.
And so lead on. Lead on, O King Eternal.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. That you may be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Brother Phil, thank you all.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Well, come, Brother John. We're happy that you're here. Share with us.